Welcome to the Champion's Corner, where sales training meets the mindset of a champion. I'm Mark Kelly McLean, former Canadian champion, world bronze medalist, and your coach in the world of sales. I took the discipline, focus, and resilience from boxing and brought it into business. Here, we turn sales pros into sales champions with real tactics and winning mindsets. So lace up, keep your guard up, and let's get to work. You're in the Champion's Corner. Hello, everybody. Mark Kelly McLean here, and welcome to round three, footwork and positioning. All right, let's get into this one because, you know, round three, it's one of my favorites and one of the most overlooked parts of both boxing and sales. So footwork and positioning, you know, most people hear that and they think it's some complicated technical thing, but honestly, it's simple. It's basic. And it's very foundational to almost everything. In boxing, bad footwork gets you knocked out. In sales, bad footwork gets you lost. You know, you're chasing, reacting, and playing from behind. So let's break this down in a real practical way. So footwork is the skill that basically changes everything. I always tell people, you can have the best punch in the world, but if your feet are in the wrong place, that punch is useless. And you know, sales is no different. Footwork in sales is how prepared you are coming into the call, how balanced you feel during the conversation, whether you're chasing or leading, whether you're steady or scrambling. You know, you can hear in a salesperson's voice when their feet are off. They start talking faster, they start over-explaining, they lose their ground. It's just not good. And you know, once you lose your footing, you're done. You're done for sure. The call becomes a scramble. You know, good footwork means you're planted. You're in control. You can move in any direction without panic. That's when you can actually sell, not just survive. Let's move into positioning. You know, where you stand changes basically what you see. Positioning is huge. You know, in the ring, your position determines your angles, your openings, and your safety. In sales, your position determines basically your influence. Here's what I mean by positioning. Are you coming at the customer head on? Are you coming from the side, helping them see a new perspective? Or are you behind them chasing the entire call? You know, too many reps spend the entire call behind the customer trying to catch up to whatever the customer says. That's bad positioning. The best position, right beside them. Not fighting them, not pushing them, not chasing them, but walking with them, pointing out what they might be missing. You know, guiding the angle of the conversation. When your position is right, you don't even have to sell. You know, the customer invites you right into the problem. We're going to move into reading the movement, not just the words. You know, one thing boxing teaches you is this. A fighter's feet tells the truth. You know, it's no different in sales. Customers communicate far more through their pace, tone, and energy than through the actual words they use. Okay, so you're looking at body language, all of those different pieces. So pay attention to their movement. You know, are they leaning in? Are they pulling back? Are they speeding up? Are they slowing down? Do they pause after certain questions? You know, do they seem energized or hesitant? These are all cues. These are all the little steps they take in the conversation. You know, if you feel them stepping back, don't chase. Give them some space. Clarify something, reset. If you feel them stepping forward, don't overthink it. Move with them. Lean in. Ask deeper questions. Create momentum. When you read their movement, the conversation becomes smooth instead of forced. This is a topic I really enjoy. Creating angles and how professionals open up opportunities. You know, great fighters don't always hit harder. They create better angles. Learning how to fight in angles is so pertinent to be successful in boxing and in sales as well. In sales, creating an angle is often the difference between a no and a breakthrough. Creating an angle can be as simple as reframing the question, you know, offering a perspective that hasn't been considered yet, introducing context they didn't realize mattered. It could be shifting away from price to value or turning emotion into logic or vice versa. A slight pivot can change the entire direction of the call. For example, if someone says your price is too high, most reps, you know, basically attack that directly oftentimes. I prefer to take an angle, you know, well, let's talk about what high means compared to what outcome. Now we're in a different conversation, one where I'm not fighting them, but position myself to help them. Angles create openings, openings create wins. Here's a topic I think everyone's going to love. Resetting, you know, the secret to staying calm under pressure. And we're always under pressure, and it's difficult sometimes to stay calm. But let me say this very clearly. You're going to get off balance in sales. It's going to happen. We've all been through it, I'm sure. Doesn't matter how good you are. A surprise objection hits you. A budget gets cut. A decision maker joins late. A customer throws something sideways at you. Everyone gets caught leaning. It just happens, okay? We get thrown off guard sometimes. The difference between the average rep and the pro is simple. The pro resets. They take a breath. They steady themselves. They get back into position. They ask a grounding question. You know, they return to curiosity instead of fear. That reset is everything, okay? When you're calm, the customer feels safe. When you're frantic, the customer retreats. Resetting your stance mentally is just as important as resetting physically in the ring. I'm going to close round three down with footwork and position, control the pace. If I had to sum up round three in one idea, it's this. You know, footwork creates opportunity. There's no doubt. Positioning creates perception, and together they control the pace. You know, when you control the pace, the customer feels guided, not pressured. You feel confident, not reactive. The whole conversation changes. Most people try to win in sales and with a big knockout punch, the close, the pitch. But champions win with their feet long before they win with their hands. You fix your stance, you fix your movement, you fix your positioning, and suddenly everything becomes easier. That's it for this segment. I hope I see you in round four. That's it for this round of the Champions Corner. If you're serious about leveling up, head over to markkellymclain.com and join my free VIP club. You'll get access to knockout sales strategies in every new podcast episode. While you're there, sign up for my sales training program or book me to lead a seminar for your team. I'm Mark Kelly McLean. Stay sharp, stay hungry, and I'll see you in the next episode.